Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you, as always, to our broadcast, 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 9:50 a.m., 100.3 FM here in Boston. And it's Monday. On Mondays, I bring out the homily that I gave over the weekend. And the particular homily we're going to hear today, I gave at the 4 o'clock Mass on Saturday at St. Anthony Parish. Our focus of the day was Corpus Christi, and my reading I focused on, we have three every Sunday, usually one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, and one from the Gospel. Well, this reading I took was from the Old Testament. It's from Deuteronomy 8, 14 through 16 is what I focused on. So that's Deuteronomy 8, 14 through 16, and my homily talks about that in relation to what we Catholics believe is the body and blood of Christ. So let us listen to what I had to say, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it afterwards, after you hear it. Notice the first reading from Deuteronomy and how much it speaks to us at our time, especially for this day, Corpus Christi. A little history. This passage takes place just before the Hebrews are going to cross into the promised land for the first time, the land we now call Israel. They spent 40 years in the desert. This is because the older generation turned from the Lord, so he raised a new generation that would be more faithful. The Lord calls these new migrants to remember what they went through and explains the struggles they suffered for the past 40 years. And they were reminded they were all by the Lord's hand. He used those experiences to strengthen them and prepare them to enter into the promised land. They would know as they crossed the border, they survived the 40 years through the power of the Lord. They learned to rely on him, which they would need to do to remain faithful. Now we are living in a unique time. We spent many weeks without even being able to receive communion or attend Mass in person. We have been in our own desert. We are just beginning to open up our churches, but our country changed radically in the meantime. Many are unemployed, businesses closed, and trying to reopen. We saw the riots sparked by the death of a man at the hands of a rogue police officer, and now our country is not in the same place it was only 3 months ago. However, we are here either in person or via online streaming. This might be a good time to reflect, especially because we are here on Corpus Christi. On the Corpus Christi Sunday. What is the Lord saying to us on this day? The Eucharist is such a unique reality, the presence of Jesus Christ, especially in exposition. It's not a symbol. Christ is present in the Eucharist and present to us, just as the angel said to Mary, God with us. Christ speaks to us with his presence visually, so it's a message that transcends all languages and even all cultures. During these months when we were forbidden from attending Mass or receiving the Eucharist, we could receive our Lord spiritually. As I would say on many Sundays, the playing field was leveled. No one could receive, but all could invite Christ into their hearts spiritually. Is this not what Christ wants for each and every one of us? He does not want us to receive the Eucharist just because that is what we do at that part of the Mass, and we all know that. But he wants us to be in communion with him regardless of whom we may be. Those who are not able to receive communion because of a state of life or a disagreement with church teaching, then Christ wants to draw them closer through the spiritual communion so he can bring them to conversion so they can receive him sacramentally. He wants people to bring their disagreements, their struggles, their anger, their questions to him in prayer. That is the powerful message that the Eucharist gives to us on this unique celebration of the body and blood of Christ. We watched struggles in this country over the past several weeks. There is a terrible story coming out of New Jersey, where a corrections officer publicly mocked the George Floyd killing. He's been suspended pending investigation. But we can ask the question, what is the source of all this? It can be caused by a country or even a world losing a sense of who we truly are. Remember, the first temptation is the most important. You will be like gods. And when members of our society lose a sense of who we truly are as humans, we can fall into that temptation. Indeed, our society and others in the world have. Gods have no accountability. They can do anything they want at any time. If there is any message in the Bible, especially in the first reading, it is that we as human beings require accountability to our God, or we will act like gods. And how do gods act? How about a rogue police officer deciding who will live and who will die? How about others stealing and lying and looting and immorality of all forms and more? Look carefully, there is a commandment for everything I just mentioned. When we as humans do not allow ourselves to be accountable to God, then we can do some horrible things. That includes those who believe in God but choose not to act accountable to Him. Jesus called that offering Him lip service. That simple message is the prime message of the 20th and now 21st century. The Eucharist and this special day give us an opportunity to say, we are not gods. And to look upon the Eucharist, the body of Christ, as the presence of our true God. We can seek to be humble before Him as always and pledge obedience to He who is pure truth, pure reason, pure goodness, which we are not. We can recognize our need for Him. God tells the Hebrews in today's first reading the importance of remembering that He is with them always. And He used those 40 years to strengthen them. He used these days to strengthen us. Let us look upon the Eucharist as a reminder of the same message. God is with us always. God might be showing His hand in this time, and He is calling us to remember we are not gods. We are human. We need Him in every part of our life, or we risk acting like the worst of the Greek pantheon. For when we forget, then like the Hebrews, we can and will go astray. We have a glimpse, after all these weeks, to understand how much we need God in our lives and in our society. God is with us, and now He is with us in the Eucharist.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish of Alston, Massachusetts, here on WROL. You're trying to build the habits of your faith. You seek a reference to help you. Where do you find one? Well, have you read Romans chapter 12? Yes, Romans chapter 12.
Be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Romans chapter 12 is a comprehensive list of attitudes and actions to live your faith powerfully.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
St. Paul gives us instructions on how to witness to Christ in these trying times.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
So if you're looking for a good, short synopsis of how to live your faith, check out Romans chapter 12 in the New Testament. We're back, and before the break, you heard the homily I gave this past weekend. I actually gave it the 4 o'clock Mass on Saturday afternoon, talking about Deuteronomy 8:14 through 16. And As you heard, what I brought up is that in the Gospels, Jesus is announced by the angel Gabriel to Mary that his name will be Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And one of the ways that we as Catholics understand that God is with us is through the Eucharist. And the Eucharist transcends all languages and cultures. You can go anywhere in the world and sit in front of the tabernacle and you know exactly what that means. And you know exactly that Christ is present there, and you know exactly everything that is that call to prayer, which I talked about. So that's what the Eucharist is powerful, because there are no words related to it that are required for us to understand. We go there and we know what it means, and that's a powerful reality. Understanding that, I was thinking of adding a line to my homily. I do my homilies usually Tuesday, Wednesday, sometimes Thursday, and then I edit them and edit them and edit them until I get to the place where I want to be. And by the way, they run about 1,000 words, which for a Catholic homily is right about normal. For a Christian homily that is not Catholic, that's extremely short. I took a seminar up at Gordon College, which is the evangelical college in the area, and it was on preaching, because evangelicals are great preachers. And, you know, we understood that the average, or a short homily really, for the evangelical world is about 20 minutes, and for a normal homily can run about 30. Well, for us, 30 minutes, and, you know, as I like to tell people, you do a 30-minute homily, and they're going to drive you to the airport and send you home. So that's a Catholic perspective. So 7 minutes is right about average. Well, the important part of that is understanding that we're working with this particular time frame, and I was working with Deuteronomy 8, 14 through 16. So putting that together, and one of the things I thought of is how much we actually need to recognize that we are not gods, that we aren't similar to gods, that we need God in our lives so that we can become the fullness of what it means to be a human, and so that we can listen to his wisdom, which calls us to love others as we would, to treat others as we want others to treat ourselves, and to love others as we seek to love God and neighbor. And these are important elements in our community. And when we forget that, that's when the breakdown happens, and we can think about that over the next week. Have a blessed day. Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.